Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first Mojo call after the awesome international we just experienced, right? I'm so honored and grateful to be sharing with you this morning. So here we go. I'm going to share a little story of my experience last week. Last Monday through Wednesday, I had the opportunity to attend a live business masterclass featuring Darren Hardy. You know, the one that does Darren Daily every day, the one we all watch every day. If you don't and you don't have the link, get with your mentor and they'll hook you up. This event was held in San Diego, La Jolla to be exact, which is, of course, in California, next door to my home state out here in Arizona. Now, you know what we say in ACN, well, what they teach us in ACN, don't turn on the fire hose when you're peaking prospects. Well, the fire hose was turned on me from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for 3 days straight. I mean, it was powerful. I received an email before the event, and it stated, this will be a cognitive and psychological triathlon. And boy, were they right. I mean, I've experienced physical exhaustion. I played volleyball in college and rugby nationally and did sprint triathlons. But a mental one? Never. No, not like this one. I learned volumes and volumes of information in those 3 days. Way too much to share this morning, so I'm going to focus on one. And that one that I went with my intention is this was a business networking seminar. Yes, and is ACN not a networking business? Yes, I can all hear you saying yes and nod your head, thank you. So, sharing my experience, maybe you'll pick up a few hints along the way. I fly out there on Sunday. I go to where the event's going to be, pre-register. All right, I'm ready to go. I know where the doors are. I know how to get there. Well, of course, Uber does. Monday morning, I wake up, and I am terrified. I am absolutely terrified about walking into a room of 300 uber-successful business people, millionaires, multimillionaires. I wanted to just cover my head with a pillow and just not go. I could just stay in my hotel room. So what did I do? I reached out to none other than Senior Vice President, Ms. Leanne Gabriel, who, of course, called me and gave me the pep talk I needed to get me out the door. I'm sure she was able to. She probably would have reached through the phone and slapped some sense into me. But we know that's not her style. So off I go. Knees shaking, palms sweating, into the lion's den. I'm ready to walk through those doors. But no, first they have breakfast drinks and breakfast tables set out so that you can mingle and meet new people before you go to the event. The event before the event. Does that sound familiar? And, of course, Darren's team is there to encourage people, you know, to meet each other. All right, now I get through the doors. I choose my comfort zone. Ooh, there's two women, and they look to be about in their 50s, so I'm going to go sit by them. All right? So, yes, I introduce myself. Yes, they introduce themselves. By the way, a little side note, when Darren Hardy was speaking, he asked for a show of hands of how many people were introverts. Half the room shot their hands up. Now, some introverts probably didn't even raise their hands. But the point being is, okay, we know we're all in the same boat. Anyway, so now here comes lunch. Oh, my goodness. Nope, you're not going to sit by the two people you just met. You are going to go sit at a table with new people, and you're going to have to do that. And I say have to because I had to work at doing that. Sit by different people during the breaks. Guess what? Refreshment breaks, talking to new people. Oh, I make it through the first day. Now, you guys got to realize I'm outgoing, but in my comfort zone, in my profession, I am saying hi to the patient, then they're back, they're sedated, and I'm doing surgery. No more talking. No more, you know, we don't have to do anymore. That's my comfort zone. Hey, how you doing? This is going to go great, and that's it. So this is a lot of talking for me. Well, the day's over. I'm like, ah, okay, I made it. No. There's cocktail hour. No, can't I just go back to my room and order a pizza and watch Monday Night Football? But that little voice in my head, what would Leanne Gabriel do? What would Leanne Gabriel do? And then, of course, under my breath, I go, damn it. And off I go to the cocktail hour to meet new people. And guess what? I get to meet Darren Hardy himself. I would have missed that if I hadn't gone to that cocktail hour. I also kept track, and I met 18 new people that day. And, of course, tracking, we know about tracking, right? Day two, get up, rinse and repeat, meeting people at the refreshment table. This time, I intentionally said, oh, there's two younger guys listed to be in their 30s. I'm going to go sit with them. At lunch, I got intentional about sitting, you know, between different people I haven't met yet. Okay, just getting the repetition here. Yes, you have to just keep executing, being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Day three, it's the same thing. Okay, meeting new people, meeting two people. Even after doing this for 2.5 days, I'm on the home stretch. I am in the bathroom stall at lunchtime, and I'm thinking, you know, I can just stand in here for an hour. Nobody would know. I could just stand in here, quiet time, and then, you know, just come out when it's time to go back in. But no, what would Lee and Gabriel do? Damn it. Okay, well, why am I telling you all this? Prior to the class, Darren Hardy sent out some tips. Bring your best self. It's showtime. And know how to introduce yourself. You know, the quote-unquote elevator speech, and get it down cold in one or two sentences. When somebody says, what do? Work on that. That's what I worked on. And you have that. So when you meet somebody and they say, what do? You've got it down cold. And you say it in a way that they're like, oh, that's interesting, or wow. Not like, oh, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay. Most importantly, and I believe this is going to be important for all of us coming up to the holiday season, is he did a take on the form principle, and he called it the E-F-O-R-M. Most of us have probably heard of the form, which was F for family, O for occupation, R for recreation, and M for money. Darren Hardy's was just a twist. E is for the event. What brought you to this event? Great opening line. Is this your first time here? F, where are you from? Or even if you're all from the same city, what part of the city are you from? Of course, O is the occupation. What do? And what do you love most about it? R is their hobby. And M is more of a meaning. Like, what charities are you most passionate about? This strategy helped me immensely. And this is so pertinent to ACN. Here we are. We're coming off this international. We're going into the holiday season where there are tons of charitable events. There's probably weddings. There's probably parties. So make it a point to, number one, go. Just go. And number two, talk to people that you don't know. It's so easy to just gravitate and drift right towards those people you recognize and you know and hang out with them. But where's that going to get you? I'm sure we have all set goals for the end of the year. You know, what's involved? Well, what does Warren Solomon say all the time? You got to talk to people. You got to talk to people. How are you going to meet new people? Everybody's at the end of their contact list. Go to events. Be intentional about meeting new people. Ask yourself, what would, I don't know, Leanne Gabriel do? Warren Solomon do? Donna Perkins do? Gary Walker do? What would Yoda do? Whatever it is, whatever it takes that inspires you to be showtime and walk up and meet new people, it means new sources and it means new opportunity. So get out there, check your calendars, your community calendars. Sign up for something today and go. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much.